Good morning, folks. It is Monday, January the 21st, and it's time for some Monday motivation. Well, we're all digging free after what's been dubbed the storm of the year for 2019, even though we're only 21 days into the year. If you happen to be on Route 3 in Katyville at 5:30 this morning, you may have noticed me shoveling a pathway to the front door of the church. I learned three things this morning. First, -5 degrees is infinitely colder when it's before 9 a.m. Second, my winter clothing in no way prepares me for this cold weather at all. Wearing my winter coat, my toque, which of course is Canadian for winter hat, and gloves, in no way warmed me while I toiled. And third, -5 degrees feels far colder when snow is blowing in your face. I brilliantly wore my glasses this morning, and that was a poor decision.
You chose poorly.
Within 5 minutes, my glasses had permanently fogged because they seemingly made the decision that it was unfair to expect them to work at 5:30 in negative temperatures and said, "Good luck trying to see now, jerk." I'll be honest, I'm not usually up at 5:30 in the morning, especially on Mondays, which are typically my day off. But today was the beginning of a special week here at Katyville Church. We're entering the final week of our 21 days of prayer and fasting, and as part of that, I'll be at the church every morning this week between 6 and 8 a.m. to pray for our church, as well as giving you the opportunity to come and receive prayer, partake in communion, or receive a special anointing. And while asking people to go outside in these conditions before sunrise seems a lot to ask,
"Oh, really? You're cold?"
I feel like God is doing some cool things even just this morning. But for our first installment of Monday Motivation, which I'm hoping to upload every week on Monday, I wanted to share a little bit more about what we talked about yesterday in our Facebook Live video from John 15. As a refresher, John 15 says, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear more fruit. You have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered and thrown into the fire and burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples." Jesus identifies himself as the true vine, or literally in the Greek, the genuine vine, the genuine article. And this is a critical term because it stands in contrast to anything that's counterfeit. And you know that there's no end to people and ideologies and concepts and careers and pursuits that attempt to worm their way into our heart to vie for our affection and become our priority. The things that may come to mind when you hear these things tend to be primarily things that we label as quote-unquote bad or wrong. But that's not the limit to which God sees counterfeit vines. In fact, more often than not, the barrier to being sold out for God isn't quote-unquote bad things in our lives, but ostensibly they are good things. Things that we could even argue are gifts from God. Careers, hobbies, friendships, and even families are good things given by God to build us up or to provide stability or even for our enjoyment. But the danger exists that these gifts can take the place of the giver. That instead of reaching out to God for nourishment, we reach out to these things. We abide in them instead of abiding in Jesus, the true vine, the genuine article. Then these good things take the place of what's best, and that's when they become harmful. In using Jesus' metaphor, they suck the life out of us instead of nourishing us. They replace something genuine with something counterfeit. If you remember being a kid and you ever wondered why you couldn't just eat candy instead of real, nourishing food, you get the picture. You need real nourishment, not just junk, to fill your life. It's not a choice that we make once and for all, but it's a day by day, even a moment by moment decision that we make. It's an obedience that we engage in that creates room in our schedules for the giver, and not just the gift. And it's in this continued obedience that we discover the joy for which we have so long been searching. Jesus says in John 15:11, "I have said these things so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete." When we prioritize our lives around the life-giving, freeing, joy-filled love of God, we discover that the other things in our lives begin to fall into place. We have higher satisfaction at work. We have a better relationship with our spouse and our families. We have a more balanced outlook on life. As you go through your week, I challenge you to abide. To choose intentionally to reach out and to grab hold of Jesus, creating space in your life for Him. In this act of obedience, you'll find joy beyond measure and peace that passes all understanding. I'm believing in you and cheering you on this week, and I can't wait to worship with you on Sunday. I love you all. We'll see you soon.